41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A survey just out from the National Federation of Independent Business says it's one of the best times ever for small businesses in the history of America. The Federation's Small Business Economic Trends Report finding 76% of small business owners find the current business environment positive. It also says 44% of them are planning to increase employee compensation this year. 27% are planning to add workers. President Trump heading to Texas today to meet with families affected by the recent school shootings at Santa Fe High School that left 10 people dead. Meanwhile, prosecutors have released some chilling audio from confession videos made by the suspect in the Valentine's Day massacre at a South Florida high school.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018.
In another of those videos, Cruz says he was aiming to kill at least 20 people in those shootings. Allegedly, he did kill 17. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sears closing another 72 more stores this year. The retailer announcing just a little earlier today that it's going to start closing sales in the very near future at the stores impacted. Sears same-store sales have continued failing at a double-digit percentage in recent months. Camera maker Canon is ending the sales of cameras that use film. It hasn't produced a film camera in 8 years, but it's been selling its old stock. Its last film camera, the EOS 4, won't be sold, though the company will repair them at least through 2025. As deadly school shootings continue, more and more concerned parents are considering the option of teaching their kids at home. Here's an update on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Washington Times spoke to Brian D. Ray of the National Home Education Research Institute of Salem, Oregon. He spoke about school safety that has increasingly become an issue for parents looking at teaching their kids at home. Mr. Ray told the Washington Times desires by the parents include teaching religious instruction or different values than those offered in public education, dissatisfaction with the academic curriculum, and worries about the school environment, including safety.
And 41 of a record-setting 516 Scripps National Spelling Bee competitors are in the final round as the finalists were announced yesterday after 2 days of competition just outside Washington, D.C. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400, and where they share with you firsthand their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, if you're a regular listener of Legends of Success, you know we like to trace the paths of our guests and what they've taken and explore what often seems like an insurmountable odds they faced along the way. Well, the more I researched Tom Monahan's life, the more I discovered that Tom Monahan's life was never without great challenges, all the way back to his early childhood. Tom Monahan's story is a life lived with tenacity, vision, and never, ever accepting failure as an option. This is the story of how a child born into poverty went on to build one of the most recognizable businesses in the world today, Domino's Pizza. Let's welcome our guest and our friend, Tom Monahan. Tom, welcome to Legends of Success.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great, and Billy and I enjoyed seeing you recently, going to dinner and just hearing some of your fascinating stories. I mean, you've lived a life, haven't you, Tom?
Well, I lived a long time.
Tom, if we look at Domino's Pizza today, we have worldwide sales over $9.9 billion and $4.8 billion alone right in the U.S., and there's 13,000 locations in 80 countries. I mean, this is truly a phenomenal success story. But it didn't start there. I mean, let's go back to the beginning. You were born March 25th, 1927, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tell us, what was life like growing up?
Of course, I don't remember the day I was born, but I know my parents were not too happy. I wasn't born 8 days earlier, which would have been on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
But they were poor. My dad was a truck driver, and he had some health problems. And we lived in a little house that he built. It was about the size of a two-car garage, no plumbing, and it wasn't finished when he died. There wasn't even wallpaper on some walls, just open studs. And
I think I read where you had to go to the creek for water. Am I correct?
Right. Well, there was an artesian well that was about a quarter of a mile away where we go get water.
By the way, the book, folks, is called Pizza Tiger. It's an unbelievable read. But you mentioned your dad. You really loved your dad. He was a gentleman, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a big gentleman. He was a pro pitcher. Not big by today's standards, but everybody talked about how big he was. He was 195 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And all muscle. But he had ulcers, and he died at the age of 29. And they didn't have penicillin then. And I was 4 years old. He died on Christmas Eve in 1941.
Well, your mom had a pretty tough drill, didn't she, Tom? I read somewhere it said where she was earning $27.50 a week, but her expenses to live were $30 a week. She couldn't afford to really take care of you.
I think she got something like $11 a month of Social Security, which probably helped.
That's amazing. So now you're 4 years old. Your brother Jim is 2. You're both shuffled off to foster home after foster home and finally ending up at St. Joseph Home for Boys. I think I read you got in a fight the first day you walked in there.
That's right. That's right.
So what happened? I mean, this couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, I remember the fight, and it doesn't make any sense. I just looked at the guy and didn't like him and started swinging at him.
You clocked him.
And he became one of my friends. But it was a strange situation being in a place with 50 other boys all of a sudden.
I read in your book that, you know, you're on the third floor, and there's a row of little tiny single beds with metal frames.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a change. How does a young child
process that? I mean, first of all, when we're adults, it's traumatic thinking of losing your parents and then not having parents. But how did you go through that, Tom?
Well, it was tough. By that time, my dad had been dead a couple of years, and for months and probably a year or more, I just wouldn't accept the fact that he wasn't coming back, that he wouldn't do that to me, that he wouldn't leave me. And then it was after that, why my daddy have to die? Why, that was tough.
How, that never leaves you, does it?
Took a long time.
Really?
And I remember him quite well. I have a lot of memories of him.
You're a daddy's boy. I mean, you just love this man.
Mm-hmm.
It said in an article in the New Yorker magazine, February 19, 2007, it said that you pretty much spent every day thereafter longing for your mother to come and take you back. But you were there for what, 6 years?
6 years, yes. That was the dream to get out of there and to get back to the outside world. Because it was somewhat like a prison. It was very strict. Everything was by the numbers.
It's not easy. And the nuns were tough, weren't they?
They were tough. Well, it was a tough love. They were holy women, and they imbue us with the faith, which I'm very thankful for.
Sure. Well, it changed your life, which we'll get into in a moment as well. But I read you were a pretty rambunctious guy, you know? You were you didn't like to follow the rules, did you? And there's nothing wrong with that all the time, right?
Yeah, I wanted to be a good boy, but I that wasn't my tendencies.
Yeah, who's that famous golfer there that you clocked, you know? I heard you had a good left jab.
Yeah, well, that was I beat one of the top golfers in the world at a match. But it was a boxing match.
Right.
In the sixth grade. He was in my class. His name was Dave Hill.
Right. There was a gentleman that was on our show by the name of Walter Anderson. And when he was young, he was just abused. His father beat the living daylights out of him. And he went on to become the chairman and CEO of Parade Magazine. And we became friends. Have you ever met Walter?
I've read about him, yes.
Well, he told me, I was sitting face to face with him. He says, you know, John, I've interviewed a lot of successful people. But the one common denominator I always found is that early in life, somebody truly believed in them. Mm. Tell me about Sister Mary Berarda. She's the one who believed in you.
Right. She thought I could do no wrong. She was my mother, my father, and my teacher. We had schools right there. She probably had three grades and probably about, 20 kids, 20 boys. And there were about six in my grade. She had us from early morning till the time we went to bed. Morning prayers and then evening prayers. And supervised us when we were washing up every night and had class with us. And she thought that I could do no wrong.
Yeah, but if you get out of line, she nailed you, didn't she?
She never really had to do that.
No?
No, she was always pretty gentle, and I wanted to please her. Later on, when I got Sister Ladislaus, that was a different story.
Right.
She was tough. She's like a Marine Corps drill instructor.
Boy, what a life growing up. folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're really thrilled to have our guest today, Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza. Just talking about his life growing up, father dying at age 4 on Christmas Eve, his mother having a tough time, foster home to foster home, ending up in an orphanage. And we get back, we're going to find out exactly how Tom helped navigate his way. It was tough. It was not easy. And especially for some of the students and young people who are listening, you're having tough times. That's the spirit and the purpose we do this show, is to provide examples like Mr. Monahan that'll show you no matter how tough you have it, you can get through it. And I also want to mention for the young students, parents, and teachers who are listening, I came across a phenomenal book written specifically for elementary school students. Very easy to read. And the title is Tom Monahan, Domino's Pizza Innovator, published by Abdo Publishing. This book goes over Tom Monahan's life from his childhood all the way through to Tom's creating Domino's Pizza and right up to his charitable endeavors today. The reason I bring this up, for young readers, this is a wonderful and inspirational book to teach you about entrepreneurship. So I want to commend Abdo for creating such thoughtful books on entrepreneurship for young students, and a very special thanks to Paul Skye, an executive at Abdo, for sending it to me. Check them out at Abdo Publishing, A-B-D-O, abdopublishing.com. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Sarah Blakely started out with an idea, but no business background. And today, she runs a multi-million dollar company called Spanx.
The single most important piece of advice you can give to our listeners who are in business, going into business, having tough times in business, what is that, Sarah?
I would say you have to trust your gut. Don't consult everyone else around you. A lot of times that clouds you and takes you away from your gut. You know the answer. You know the right thing inside of yourself, and you've got to cultivate that. It's like a muscle. You know, the more that you force yourself to do it on your own without consulting everyone else around you, the more that that will happen.
The young lady who started out with an idea and a dream and absolutely didn't take any rejection from anyone seriously, and she followed her dream. And today, Sarah has a $150 million company growing leaps and bounds. The name of the company is Spanx.
To learn more about the legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We are having a wonderful visit today with our friend Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza, one of the most successful and highly recognized businesses in the world today. Before we took a break, we were talking about Tom's childhood. His father dies at Tom's age of four. His younger brother Jim was only two at the time. Christmas Eve, he bounced around from foster homes and into an orphanage. And Tom, you're saying you were in an orphanage for 6 years, and you're around 12 years old, and your mom actually came back What did that feel like? She came back to get you, didn't she?
Yes. Well, it wasn't like she disappeared during those 6 years. She lived very close to the orphanage, and she, after my dad died, she went back and got her nursing certificate, and she was a registered nurse. And she did support us. It was $7 a week. And she came to visit us from time to time and take us out for dinner once in a while. And so it wasn't like she was abandoned us.
Sure, sure.
She did the best she could.
When she came back at age 12, that didn't last long, though, did it, that you were out?
No. That was something I was really looking forward to.
I know.
To get out in the world like everybody else. Now, she was a pretty emotional, high-strung person and couldn't handle two boys. And so we wound up going to living in foster homes, mostly farms around northern Michigan where we lived. And I liked farm life. Yeah, the only problem is I couldn't go out for sports because I had to do chores. And I love sports, particularly basketball.
I think you said in one of your stories that you're up early before school milking cows and doing the chores. And I think you even said that one farm you lived in this room, it was so cold you could see daylight coming through the walls and there was frost on the windows. There was no heat. Am I right?
Yeah, one stove downstairs. But I was upstairs and there was open rafters and you could see cracks through the – and we had no electricity. And we heated with wood and cooked with wood and ironed with wood.
Oh, my gosh.
You can imagine that.
You went back there, I guess you were about 13 when you were back into the foster homes for a few years. Did you ever dream, how am I going to get out of here? How am I ever getting out of this place?
Yeah, I didn't exactly like the situation I lived in, but it was better in the orphanage. And most of these people that took me in, we got along well. And there were farms, and I helped with the chores. And in fact, the last one I was at that didn't have electricity or anything, they gave me $2 a week. They didn't have to do that. Because they appreciated the work I did. And I enjoyed the work, milking cows and cleaning the barns and pitching hay and cutting wood and all that stuff.
When you think about your story and Jim's story, okay, what about kids that may be listening right now and they're going through, they ever have a broken home? There's tons of broken homes out there. Kids going through a tough time. What advice would you have for them while they're young now?
Well, I don't know if I'd be, my experience would be of any help. What was I thinking of back then? I was thinking mainly of what I was going to do when I got on my own, because I couldn't do anything until I was out of high school, and particularly when I reached the 21, when I could do anything I wanted. That's what I was looking forward to, and that's what I was probably thinking about.
So you focused on that, and one day I'm out of here, and then I've got my freedom. But you almost got out quicker than you wanted to. What happened at age 15 in seminary?
I got kicked out.
Right?
Yeah.
What happened? Are you goofed off or what?
Well, I goofed off a little bit, but not much. I was a very serious seminarian. Probably, I think, as much as anybody there. I wanted to be a priest. And a lot of them were there because their mothers wanted them there. That was in the days when it was a big thing to be a priest, and mothers kind of pushed their oldest boy. So there were a lot of kids that had A's in grade school, and so in the ninth grade, they were kind of expected to go to seminary, and they really didn't know why they were there. I did. Mm-hmm. And I was very comfortable with that institutional experience. They'd all get homesick. Half of them actually left the first week. And that was by design because they had so many vocations in those days. They had to weed them out. And so but my mother wrote a letter to the rector saying I wasn't writing home very often. He called me in the office and had the letter in his hand and chewed me out. And then next day he called me in and said, when you pack your bags for Easter, pack them for good. Oh. I said, what? He said, you don't have a vocation. And I cried. I was really upset.
Oh, my gosh.
And I really didn't. That was the end of the 10th grade. The last couple of years, I really didn't crack a book hardly. I barely graduated. And I was always a pretty good student.
Well, barely graduated, I think, St. Thomas High School, Ann Arbor, you graduated number 44 out of?
44.
Out of 44. So, and the story, as the story goes, you begged one of the nuns, please have me graduate. And what did she tell you? Do you remember?
I'll let you graduate, but don't ever ask me for recommendation for college. And they said, you had good marks in the seminary, so I'll.
It's amazing.
Now, so that's why I knew I was last in the class.
Yeah, but you know, Tom, you weren't I'm not patronizing you. You weren't a dumb kid. And there's a lot of kids that aren't dumb that don't get the grades. You were either bored or you're distracted. You Listen, I will never compare myself to you. I mean, you've hit heights that people can even dream of, okay? But I used to get bored in high school. I would skip school and I'd go read the Wall Street Journal. You couldn't have been a dummy back then.
I've always got good grades. My IQ was supposed to be pretty high.
Sure.
But and in the Marine Corps, on the tests they give you, I was second in my outfit. But it was mostly pattern analysis, which is something I apparently was good at.
Unbelievable. Well, do you remember the quote that was in your yearbook when you left?
Yeah.
That test your memory.
The harder I try, the worse I get, but I'll do something sensational yet.
There you go. That's it, folks. Well, if you're tuning in, this is Tom Monahan. We're visiting with Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza. What an incredible story. This man has had some path. You're listening to Legends of Success. After high school, I know you knocked around a little. You drove a truck, and you actually saved money to go to Ferris State to transfer to University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You had to drop out. Eventually, funny story about you, thought you're joining the Army, but what happened?
I wound up in the Marine Corps.
Now, how did that happen?
Well, I was looking for a job that summer. I was on my own the day I got out of high school, so I had to not only pay for my living expenses, I had to save money for college on top of it. I wasn't quite making it. So I went to Chicago to look for a job. I hitchhiked there because I couldn't find anything in Michigan. And I was walking by the post office one day in Harvey, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. And I saw the recruiting poster in there, and I remembered seeing an ad in the Army saying if you join the Army, they'll pay for your college. So I thought, well, I'll ask about it. And so I went in and asked, and the recruiter said, yeah, that's true. If you go in for 3 years, you get 2 years of college. And it was always Army, Army, Army. It was a Marine, but I didn't know that. He was wearing the summer uniform, which is a beige, and I thought all Marines wore dress blues. It wasn't until they sent me downtown to the Loop. I went through all the tests and everything, and we're signing the forms, and I saw a globe and anchor in the corner. And I thought, because everything I heard all day there was Marine, I thought, well, it's all the branches, but today's a big day for Marines. Well, it turns out all it was Marines. And so I asked the recruit next to me, I said, Is this the Marine Corps or is this the Army? And he thought, it's the Marine Corps, you idiot.
Surprise.
So I said, well, what's the difference? And I signed it.
Unbelievable. But you said it was one of the best experiences you ever had. I think you even said if you had a son, you would never get a thing from you until you went through the Marines. Didn't you say that?
That's right. Yeah. But I had four daughters, so I haven't been able to.
That's right. Well, you could say that.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
Unbelievable. Folks, what a fascinating story we have with Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza. I'm John Resnick on Legends of Success. When we get back, we're going to see where the rubber meets the road. How did he open up his first location? How did he get into business? And how does a guy coming out of the Marines stumble into the pizza business? You're going to find it out as soon as we get back. Thanks so much for being with us. You'll be right back on Legends of Success.
Still to come.
Have you always seemed to have traits to see things ahead of the crowd?
Well, I've always been a dreamer, and I've always thought big. Like when I first store became successful, and it was mostly because of delivering to the dorms. I was in the library in the reference section with a book on colleges and universities in the United States, writing down the dorm capacities of every school in the country. And so there's about 200 of them that were pretty sizable. And then later on, when I discovered military bases, I found out where the big military bases were. There's about 100 of them, so I just went open stores in all those places.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a New York City dinner meeting last night between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and one of North Korea's top officials, the two men are sitting down again today to continue their talks about a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Asked what he thinks these talks are aimed at, military analyst retired General Jack Keane says Kim has apparently sent some messages on to Pompeo, who's to deliver them to President Trump, including that Kim wants the summit to happen.
After a week prior of confusing and mixed signals that brought our president to terminate our participation in the summit. Second, he's likely to commit to denuclearization program in some form or fashion. And also, in return, he really wants security for his regime, and he wants that permanently and definitely.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Tom Monahan is our guest today on Legends of Success. Tom is the founder of Domino's Pizza. Not only the founder, he built it into an empire. Just before we took a break, we were talking about Tom had signed up. He thought he signed up for the Army, ended up in the Marines. He's there for several years. He gets out. He's discharged. Without getting into the story, I know you lost your savings that you saved up for the Marines to a con man. But 1960, age 23. Your brother Jim was working for the post office, and he came to tell you about some opportunity. What was that, Tom?
Well, he was a mailman. He used to stop for lunch at a pizzeria in Ann Arbor, and he got to know the owner, and he found out that he had another store in Ypsilanti, which is next to Ann Arbor, and it had closed up. It was a total failure. There was a hole in the wall. They asked me if I'd go in with him. What I was doing at that time, I was working two or three jobs trying to save up some money to go to Michigan. Because I lost 3 years of savings when I was in the Marine Corps to a con man just before I got out. So the idea was I'd do this, and I'd work half the night. He'd work half the night, and I'd have time to go to school. I wanted to be an architect. And then, we'd sell enough pizza so I could pay to go to school, and that was the plan.
Sure.
And then after we signed the papers, and this was a $500 down deal, and we borrowed the down payment, so we didn't have any money.
And the man was Dominic DeVardi?
Yes. So after we signed the papers, my brother came to me one day and he said, "You know, I just can't give up the security of the post office. I can't do it."
Oh boy.
He's making about $68 a week. There I am. There goes my college. I'm stuck with it. I'm going to have to run the thing myself.
What did you know about the restaurant business or the pizza making business? This is a new venture.
Oh, it was new. The only thing I knew about pizza, I loved to eat it.
So $500, you borrowed $900 and paid him $500 to get in, right?
Right.
It closed up for 6 months. How did that guy fail, and what did you think you were going to do differently to make it a success, Tom?
Well, I didn't know. I just going to have to figure it out.
Wow.
And I just talked to everybody in the food business that was selling to us and asked them questions about what other pizza places did. And
tried to figure it out. Year number one, I'll take you back. Well, I'm back memory lane. Your quotes: "My life was going down the tubes, lots of debt, I'm working 24/7. Jim left after 8 months of being in the business, and you were actually evicted from a rented room across the street, and you had to sleep in the pizza shop." I mean, how many sleepless nights did you have in that first year?
Well, they weren't long nights of sleep, that's for sure. And I ate a lot of mistakes, a lot of burnt pizzas, a lot of bad orders that came back, and there was a bakery next door. I ate a lot of the day-old stuff that they couldn't sell.
Well, you said you couldn't afford your own pizza. You could only eat the burnt ones or the ruined ones. Am I correct?
Right.
One of your unique differentiators is that you like locations that were either on college campuses or military bases because you knew there were tons of people. But there was a Sunday night when the dorms weren't the campus. They just weren't feeding them at the dorms. There was nothing service.
Right.
So that was your busy night. And then something went wrong that night, right?
And this was at Eastern Michigan University, which wasn't a very big school at that time. And we were always busy. We never handled the business. And I had five sizes of pizza then, 6, 9, 12, 14, and 16-inch pizzas. And most of the pizzas I sold were the 6-inch pizza. And that's one of the reasons I wasn't making any money. And people ordered 3, 4, or 5 of those instead of a bigger pizza.
Mm.
And when we opened up at 4:30, the phone's ringing off the hook right away on Sunday. So half the help didn't show up that night. So we didn't know what to do, and we didn't know whether we should open at all or just handle carry out and no delivery. And someone said, why don't we just cut out the 6-inch pizzas? And I had to make a fast decision, so I said, because the phones were ringing. And I said, okay, well, let's do that. And then when it gets to where we can't handle anymore, we'll just pull the phones. And that was our game plan. We never got busy the whole night. At the end of the night, we counted the money, and it was 50% higher than any night we've ever had. So the next night, I cut out the 9-inch pizza. And then just a matter of a month or so, we paid off the bills, and I'm making money, and I'm working at my second store.
And that really was the impetus, the beginning of keeping your menu so simple. Am I correct? That was the birth of that lesson.
Right. During our big growth years of the 80s, mm-hmm. when we grew faster than any restaurant chain in history, we had two sizes of pizza and Coke. That was all.
And it wasn't a sit-down restaurant. Yours is a real simple, streamlined operation.
Right.
In 1961, you got your second store in Mount Pleasant. You ran into another guy by the name of Jim Gilmore, who mm-hmm. talked you into going in 50-50 again.
Another Irishman. Because so, the guy that conned me out of the three-year savings was an Irishman. When I used to ask anybody and everybody that knew anything about the business, I'd pick their brains, and he was very helpful.
Right.
He had been in the pizza business, went bankrupt, and he was a former alcoholic on the wagon. And he was very smart, very good talker, and I tried to hire him. And this is after things are going well and I'm making money. So that I could grow the business and get somebody that had more experience than me. And he'd been in the food business his whole life. He was 51. I was, at that time, 24.
Yeah, you're a kid back
then. I was a kid, yeah. And so it turned out, I asked if he'd come to work for me. And he said, well, if I did that, I'd have to have a PC action. I wasn't counting on that, but I said, well, how much would you have to have? And I figured, well, 10%. He said, 50%. I thought, what? I said, what would you pay me for 50%? And the business was worth something at this time.
Sure.
He said, $500.
So he valued your business at $1,000.
It was the stupidest proposal, and I did it.
Wow.
And I never got the $500.
Why? What?
And
what
the guy robbed me blind for 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. And you signed on to all his debt, and he left?
Right, because he had been bankrupt before, and so he had no credit. And so everything was in my name, and we got into some other restaurants and things.
It's interesting, through all these, and you know, at some point here, you had so many creditors, you know, as you were going on. You must have learned a lesson from this, but you had 1,000 creditors, 150 lawsuits. Does that sound about right?
I remember the 150 lawsuits, and the creditors were certainly over 1,000.
You made a statement.
That I couldn't pay.
It's incredible, but you never once would give in for bankruptcy. You were adamant about not going bankruptcy.
There's two words I did not like, bankruptcy and divorce.
Yeah.
And it was day to day for a number of years.
I'll bet it was. Yeah. The bank even took it back at some point,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, right.
And they finally said, Tom, take it back. We don't even want it anymore. Am I right?
Yeah, they brought in some supposedly experts to run it. And after 10 months, they kind of run roughshod over the franchisees, and the franchisees filed a suit. And so they milked it and gave it back to me. Oh. So there I was with the business worse shape than before with a big lawsuit.
So you thought the franchisees would say, oh, you're back, they're gone, they won't do anything, then they sued you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, if tenacity and never, ever, ever giving in doesn't describe Tom Monahan, I don't know what does. We get back, folks, we want to talk about how this took off, Tom's wealth that he built, and then one day he had an epiphany, and I'm going to let him share that with us of what happened. What an incredible story of Domino's Pizza. A man that comes out of total poverty, built up one of the largest, most successful franchise systems in the world. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to helixsleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's helixsleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. helixsleep.com/custom.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You know who they are, and now you get to meet them. These are America's Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, sitting here today with our friend Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza. I'll tell you, what a life story. Where we left off in the last segment is that Tom went through another great setback, getting sued by franchisees, creditors, all due to a partner he went in business with who kind of pulled the rug out from under him. Tom, several years later, I guess by 1983, you had paid everybody off, you settled the lawsuits, you were up to about 1,100 stores. One question I have is, by now, you must have perfected something that was so different than everyone else. What did you see in the pizza industry that no one else saw? Because you got into the most competitive type of restaurant there is.
Well, delivery wasn't competitive, but it was very difficult. So there weren't many people in it.
In delivery.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was the first one to focus on delivery. Most places that delivered did it because they had to. As soon as they got enough inside business or get a beer license, they'd cut out delivery. I was the first one to cut out everything else and just focus on delivery. Because I said, this is something nobody wants but the customer. And so I figured that I'm going to find a way to make it work.
So you saw that as an epiphany that nobody else actually saw, or they didn't see the value in it like you did.
Well, my first store became the first of busiest pizzeria in the state of Michigan in about 3 years, 2 years maybe. Mm. About 4 or 5 years later, after I split up my partner, became the busiest pizzeria in the world.
You were doing 5,000 a week back then, weren't you?
5,000 pizzas.
Yeah, 5,000 pizzas a week.
And then I had the second store, and that was Ypsilanti. That's now a big campus.
Yeah, sure.
And I opened up in Ann Arbor, and then I opened up in East Lansing in Michigan State. So I probably had the three busiest pizzerias in the world. So the idea was to take that and run with it before someone else got the idea.
There's a quote I got out in an article. It said, Tom Monahan became a billionaire because he had an idea that almost anyone else could have had. When one thinks about it, it's almost as if Monahan had a flash of genius and plucked $1 billion out of the air. And that was delivery in 30 minutes or less, and no one else saw it. Our guest today is Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza.
When we come back, we'll learn about Tom's dreams and aspirations and how Tom credits being a dreamer actually contributed to his success. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI 100in is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a New York City dinner meeting last night between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and one of North Korea's top officials, the two men are sitting down again today to continue their talks about a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. asked what he thinks these talks are aimed at, military analyst retired General Jack Keane says Kim has apparently sent some messages on to Pompeo, who's to deliver them to President Trump, including that Kim wants the summit to happen.
After a week prior of confusing and mixed signals that brought our president to terminate our participation in the summit. Second, he's likely to commit to denuclearization program in some form or fashion. And also, in return, he really wants security for his regime, and he wants that permanently and definitely.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A survey just out from the National Federation of Independent Business says it's one of the best times ever for small businesses in the history of America. The Federation's Small Business Economic Trends Report, finding 76% of small business owners find the current business environment positive. It also says 44% of them are planning to increase employee compensation this year. 27% are planning to add workers. President Trump heading to Texas today to meet with families affected by the recent school shootings at Santa Fe High School that left 10 people dead. Meanwhile, prosecutors have released some chilling audio from confession videos made by the suspect in the Valentine's Day massacre at a South Florida high school.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018.
In another of those videos, Cruz says he was aiming to kill at least 20 people in those shootings. Allegedly, he did kill 17. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sears closing another 72 more stores this year. The retailer announcing just a little earlier today that it's going to start closing sales in the very near future at the stores impacted. Sears same-store sales have continued failing at a double-digit percentage in recent months. Camera maker Canon is ending the sales of cameras that use film. It hasn't produced a film camera in 8 years, but it's been selling its old stock. Its last film camera, the EOS 4, won't be sold, though the company will repair them at least through 2025. As deadly school shootings continue, more and more concerned parents are considering the option of teaching their kids at home. Here's an update on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Washington Times spoke to Brian D. Ray of the National Home Education Research Institute of Salem, Oregon. He spoke about school safety that has increasingly become an issue for parents looking at teaching their kids at home. Mr. Ray told the Washington Times desires by the parents include teaching religious instruction or different values than those offered in public education, dissatisfaction with the academic curriculum, and worries about the school environment, including safety.
And 41 of a record-setting 516 Scripps National Spelling Bee competitors are in the final round as the finalists were announced yesterday after 2 days of competition just outside Washington, D.C. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 10:56, it is 62 degrees in Flemington, and it is a light spritz outside. There's a 50% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Friday, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, 70% chance of rain on Saturday, and 30% chance of rain on Sunday. So I think we can safely say it's going to rain.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are there going to be words to this music at all? Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Hunterdon County Community Day is this Saturday, June 2nd. It will be a day of music, food, and apparently thunder showers, but still fun for the entire family. Stop by and visit the HCO Bookmobile while you're there. We have all the details on Community Day for you on the Library Show. The entry deadline for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and sale is tomorrow, June 1st, a little soft deadline tomorrow, June 1st. We'll tell you all you need to know on how to enter and how to attend this HCL annual event. Jennifer has a stepladder. That's only because her real ladder left when she was a kid. The schedule is set for the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series. Information about our summer reading clubs for kids and adults. Discounts with your Hunterdon County Library card. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Tim.
So, clue me in on what music we're listening to. It's lovely.
It's Steel Magnolias, the soundtrack.
The movie or the play?
Yeah, the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought there was more of a This doesn't ring a bell to me at all, and I've seen that movie.
She's, Daryl Hannah's walking across the bridge, and the paperboy comes by.
And the credits are going right now?
Yeah.
This is like the overture to Steel Magnolias? Yes. Did they ever make Steel Magnolias a play?
It started its life as a play, yeah.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Well, good morning. I want to mention at the top of the show that Community Day, it's the big event on the horizon, just 2 days away. Unfortunately, the weather is not cooperating, which is a shame. There's a lot planned for that day, and it is a rain or shine event. So it will still be going on at the fairgrounds down in Ringo's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. A lot of it will be going on indoors. Luckily, the band Due South, I know, is scheduled to perform under one of the barns, so you'll be safe from the elements there, Jennifer.
That's good.
And the food vendors will be there as well, so you can at least eat and listen to the band Due South in dry conditions.